Hey everybody, Shane Presley here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Find them at the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard, right there on the hill in St. Louis, Missouri. If you haven't been by, it's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar. They share a wawa cha cha cha, so grab some tacos, some cold drinks, and hang out and watch one of your favorite bands in the studio recording. It's always just a fun hangout over there. They got a lot of fun events going on, including on May 6th. They started this Gaslight Music School. It's a lot of helping the younger children learn more about music and everything. So they're doing a show, the first Gaslight House Band, and it'll be over at Schlafly Tap Room on May 6th. So check that out. On May 7th, back at Gaslight, there's the Sweet Talker in town from Nashville, and the Hushless will be there recording a Gaslight Sessions. So that's May 7th. And May 17th, Gaslight Sessions with Sean James. So check all these out. Full listing of events at GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for more information.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Brandon from Hollow Point.
This is Aaron from Hollow Point.
And you got Preston.
And you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out back at band practice with the guys of Hollow Point.
Yeah. What's up?
Welcome back to the show, guys.
Hey,
thanks for having us.
This is exciting. I just set it off mic there, but we hung out a while back. I think that was like July 2016, and we were talking then about maybe gearing up to do some recording and stuff, and all that's happened, all the way we said we were going to do. So new record, new EP is on the way. We got a big party, we got a music video, we got all kinds of exciting things to talk about.
A lot of stuff in the pipeline.
Let's talk about this EP party. We got May 19th over at the Firebird, release. And you guys are bringing along some friends.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. We got Final Drive who's playing with us. Our buddies in Outcome of Betrayal, Compelled to Destroy, and Reclamation. We got on there as well. So
yes,
should be a good time.
Stack lineup.
A lot of good friends and sure. Buddies. We've been playing long time together. For sure.
Yeah. I liked. I was reading the event, and you guys said that bringing the heavy with you guys, so it's definitely going to be heavy
for sure.
I noticed usually you can tell how heavy a show is when you like can't hardly read the band names on the
poster. The worse
the logo, the heavier.
Right.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a hell of a party though for sure. So that's the Beyond Our Name EP. That's the official title.
Yes.
And May 19th at Firebird. I'm hosting a party over there as well. I reached out to Firebird to book a party, and so mine's July 1st, and it's going to be the third birthday party for the show. So it's
that's awesome.
Yeah, that'd be a good time.
Cool. Yeah. So if you guys are
check that out.
Yeah, if you guys are free, come on over, hang out. I got Bald Eagle Mountain, Royal Furs, Hounds, and Forgetting January.
Oh, I know those guys.
They're a lot of fun.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of very kind of a eclectic blend of but all in the rock, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
But,
yeah,
for sure.
But like Forgetting January is kind of pop punk. Hounds are kind of pop rock, and then Royal Furs are kind of psychedelic kind of rock stuff. They're out of Columbia, Missouri, and
That's awesome.
And then Bald Eagle Mountain's like a hard and heavy KC classic kind of a hard rock band, kind of like that. A lot of
kind of Black Sabbath, Kiss influence stuff and all that. And
yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, and I got grill street food. I got they're gonna be at a food truck out there, and you know, it should be a fun time.
Yeah, so. Yeah, for sure.
You said food.
Yeah,
I'm sold. All right.
So I guess you guys will have physical copies available.
We'll have physical copies. Digital downloads will be on just about every social media player you can think of. We'll probably have everything. We have put up on YouTube too, and Spotify, and iTunes, and Google Play, and pretty much anywhere and everywhere you get SoundCloud.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. You should just be able to Google it, and it'll come up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And where do we record this one at?
This one was very exciting. We went to the Wade Studio, or the Audio Compound, in Orlando, Florida.
Oh yeah, wow.
It was awesome. He's worked with like Day to Remember, Wage War, Motionless in White. Who else?
Ghost Inside, Neck Deep.
Pop punk bands he loves.
Yeah,
he's done.
Yeah,
famously known for Day to Remember.
He's a musical genius. You sit there and work with stuff and the ideas he comes up with and everything, and it's just like,
it's black magic.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It was a really cool experience. Totally different than like the recording we've done in the past. In the past it was very like regimented, and you get in, it's like, okay, you gotta record all the guitars, you gotta do all the drums, you gotta do all the vocals. It's just like, it's a very like streamlined process, whereas this was, it fostered an environment for creativity, and it was like, okay, well, let's work and focus on this song, and then once we got that nailed down, okay, let's move on to the next song, and then, or we'll move on and kind of jump around a lot more. But it honestly, I think it really helped the songs develop a lot better that way, and allowed for a lot more creativity.
Yeah, it was very organic. Like, I remember, like, I wasn't on the phone call, but Bill called them prior to us going there, and he said something along the lines of, Bill's like, yeah, we're probably going to do this, start with this first, so you're going to start with drums, blah, blah, blah. And then Wade, like, basically, if you could see him, I'm sure he was kind of doing one of those things to where looking at him out of the side of his eye. That's not how I do things.
Yeah. He basically, I was on that call too, and he told us, he's like, yeah, you guys sound like you guys have been abused in the past, so we're gonna make you rethink what recording actually is. So it was super cool though.
Very open-minded.
Awesome.
Yeah, and he's such a professional, it's unreal. Like, he's just super cool too. Like, he's a fun guy to hang out with.
Yeah, he's a nice dude, very cool to hang out with.
Right.
Yeah. So
I was out last night down at Broadway Oyster Bar. My buddies, the Manus Brothers, were down there playing. I don't know if you guys know them at all, but they're based like in a kind of a hill country blues type of background. Like, they love that just raw, gritty blues, but they like do their own take on it, so it's really loud and a lot of like, you know, screaming and rocking blues. But anyway, so after their set, Dave said he was walking through the crowd, and the guy handed him his business card, and he's like, "Yeah, give me a call sometime." And it was like the card said for at-risk children or something like that. And Dave's 30 years old, and it was just funny. He's like, I was like, why is giving me a card for at-risk children or whatever? Yeah. But I was like, well, maybe all that screaming up there, you thought you guys had been abused or something.
Something wrong in the past.
Yeah, right. That's funny. People's perception of metal and rock are like things they don't understand. It's like, oh my God, what's wrong with those people?
Yeah.
And it's like, a lot of times we'll meet people, at least in my experience, I'll meet people who don't know anything about it. It's like, oh, you're into heavy metal, or like, you're so like down to earth, or like, it's just,
yeah,
it's,
you
don't like,
seem like you killed
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it's like, there's this perception that people who are into metal are like these like evil, dark people. It's like, no, we're just here and, hanging out.
Yeah, and you get so engrossed in that world, too. Like, you're so involved into heavy and screaming music, you kind of forget that other people don't get that. Yeah. You ever do that? Like, you're like, I'm playing this band, and you show them, like, it's a screaming band, and you're like, oh, shit, like, oh, I forgot. Yeah. Most people don't like this shit, you know? Because you just come off, like, people... Oh, you're in a band? You seem like a nice guy. You're not, you know, murdering people or burning churches. Like, but when you see you're in a screaming band, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's like a total judgment.
Right, yeah. It's like, you always get the comment like, yeah, it's good, but I just don't get all the screaming.
Yeah.
It's like, oh. Okay.
I can respect.
I get that.
I get it. I get it. There's like, different genres that I don't get, so
right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that like there definitely is sort of that stereotype or whatever that preconceived thing, but I mean, all the guys that I've met, you know, that are in metal and doing all this stuff, I mean, most of them are some of the coolest guys, most laid back. You know, it's like they're not what you would think. Like, I mean, on stage it might be some crazy show, but and they're off stage they're just super chill and stuff. So I don't know. I think there's probably got to be some kind of that like balance, like where, you know, it's like that release on stage where it's like you get all that junk out, like you know, and you get to that screaming and release all that stuff. Definitely. And instead of like holding it all in and
I mean, it's cathartic.
It takes a certain type of, not necessarily, because there's definitely like, you know, hard-headed metalheads where this comes from, where it's metal or die, but a lot of it comes, I think a lot of them, from my experience, are a lot of really open-minded dudes that being the open-mindedness got them into metal because you're like, it's screaming, but let me try to understand it. Yeah. Oh, now I like it. Mm. And you're going to get like the open-minded, smarter, calmer dude. Mm-hmm. And typically with metal. Right. At least it's a weird thing. I don't know. You know.
So so we were saying you guys recorded this at the Wade Studio there, and then like, so you were saying like it opened up for creativity and stuff. Like, so did you guys some of these songs come to life in the studio, or did you?
Yeah, I mean, really, like we came in pretty much with everything together and ready to go. And he was like, a lot of times I'll help bands and suggest things, and like that's exactly what he did. It's like there's different parts. He's like, well, I think we could try something else here. And one thing we figured out was we have issues writing vocal hooks.
Yeah.
But I think
don't know how to write hooks at all.
Yeah. He definitely helped us with that. And by the end of it, we were starting to kind of really get the hang of it, and actually wrote some really, I think, really killer hooks and everything that I think he was pretty proud of too. So he kind of equated it to being like a teacher, like somebody who's teaching you and he wants you to succeed.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, I mean, I think that's exactly what happened. But yeah, like we came in with the full concepts of all the songs as good as we could get them on our own. And I think he really helped, like we foreshadowed, helped bring him to the next.
For sure. Because it was, because I guess that's kind of what you got to do when you go to a guy like that.
Yeah.
You know, you get it to where this is it. This is what we can do. This is our job. This is our best work. And you give it to him, and he enhances it.
Yeah.
Like, he puts his special sauce on there. Like, he's not... It wasn't like we got in there and he completely, like... No, he says, from his experience, he's had to completely destroy songs and rebuild them from the ground up.
Yeah.
But from ours, he was like, we were fortunate enough that he didn't completely dismantle them.
Yeah.
He was just able to just
It was just parts and pieces and reshifting and kind of making everything flow a little bit better. And yeah, we're super stoked with how it turned out, and hopefully we aren't just in like a fishbowl and think it's cool and everybody else thinks it sucks when it comes out.
Right, It could vary. Yeah, we could be completely delusional.
Yeah.
We think it's cool, but then people listen to it like, this
just
tanks.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But hopefully not.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, we're stoked for it. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, we do have a single, the song you guys wanted to share today, and that's Acidia, right?
Acidia. Yeah. So that song, that's kind of going to be the first single that we really push. We recorded our first music video for it. And I think we're pretty happy with how it turned out. We're getting the final edits today, actually, and hopefully we'll have it out this week.
For the music video.
Yeah, for the music video. Yeah. Super stoked with it. The song kind of revolves around somebody who deals with like depression and issues and everything like that, and kind of the battle that goes on in people's heads who deal with that sometimes, like they don't want to feel that way but they do, and the back and forth. And then I think lyrically it's Tony did a really good job
for sure
with everything, so hopefully it translates.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hey, looking for some new music? Come check out Music Record Shop in the Dot Zack building in St. Louis, Missouri. Or shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're always giving away free tickets or records and all kinds of things, so it pays to support. New records in every Friday, and including this Friday, they'll have records from Gorillaz, J. Cole, U2, Taking Back Sunday, and more. Follow the list if you want to see some more at musicrecordshop.com. And there's always fun live in stores and all kinds of other things, so keep an eye out for more events coming up. And also, they have a great local selection, so if you have heard some bands on the show, you want to check them out, go over there, take a look at their local selection. Or if you have a record yourself that you'd like to get on the shelf, see about how you can make that happen. musicrecordshop.com.
Where did we do the video? Where's all that?
Are we able to?
I don't disclose location.
But
it was. We actually were able to film the entire video in a cave. It was a really cool experience, and it was unique. Not a lot of music videos are centered in caves, you know, or if they are, they're green screens. So we wanted to make sure this was as real as we could get it, and we found out how to do it. So
we did it. Set up shop in the cave and
in the shots.
Made things work, and it was, we were in there, what, like 10 hours?
Oh, yeah.
It was a long day. And, like, you always hear bands talk about, like, how long of a day and how much work it was doing a music video. And you're
that's
I was ready to collapse.
I was too.
I was so worn out.
Play the same song probably close to 50 times.
10,000 times.
Because we had it on the monitors, like, playing through while we were playing, so that everything, like, could be synced up to the actual video and the song. And, you're just literally, okay, well, we need a ton of shots of this person, we need a ton of shots of this person. And then, so you're playing, like, four or five shots, like, times through the song per person. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that,
overall backing shots, and then just
other miscellaneous shots in between. It's just like...
Yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah. But we're super stoked about it. It was honestly a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really cool for sure. Really happy with, like, not only just that setting of... Was that your idea, Preston, with the cave?
It was Tony's idea, but I'm the one who came through with the location.
With the location. But either way, like, when he first set up, like, Cody got the... He's the guy who filmed it. He got all the lights and all that stuff set up, and it was just like, wow. Like, this looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't think, like... It could have been hit or miss. We could have got there and, like, you set everything up and then get a shot, like, or a test angle or a test shot or whatever.
It just doesn't work.
And it was just like, oh, man, this sucks. But no, we're super stoked with how
it works. For anybody looking to do anything video-wise, Cody Hunt, I think he does phenomenal work.
Yes. He does.
He's based out of Kansas City.
Yeah.
But his work is amazing.
Yeah. And he's really easy to work with, too. I mean, God, with the number of things we're overly critical about and come to him, and he's always super cool about it.
And he's now just starting to get into the music video work, which amazes me.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, he's normally doing... He doesn't really do music videos. Like, he's done, like, our promo shots and stuff, which look great.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, as far as, like, an actual synchronized, full-fledged production, like, I was really impressed with how he...
This is only his second music video he's ever done. What was the other one that he did?
Freedom 45.
Yeah, Freedom 45 over that band.
Kansas City Band.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, which we're playing with them for our second release show date in KC.
Right.
So, I'm super stoked about that, for sure, too.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited to check out this video, and like I said, hopefully, I guess it'll be on YouTube and all the Facebook and everything else.
Be posting it everywhere.
Yeah. Actually, everywhere but Facebook.
The most major platform.
What's the other one? The Vimeo. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's all we're going on.
No YouTube.
YouTube.
And I'll link it up on my site as well. So
awesome.
Anybody that interested to be on rockriverpodcast.com too, so
definitely.
But that might kind of all hearing all that, like, reminded me. I haven't actually been over there, but my buddy Wade plays this gig every now and then, and, like, it's actually in a cave, like a venue. The venue is, like, in a cave, and there's, like, a bar and lights, you know, just, like, proper setup and everything. And he talks about how it's just, like, amazing to be in there, like, to especially he plays, like, solo acoustic and just, like, the natural, you know, echo of the... It's just really...
It sounded pretty gnarly, like, having... with the PA system we got, like, as it reverberated throughout the cave.
It did,
whoa.
Yeah.
So
that's cool,
but that's pretty cool. So check out the video, check out the song, and get you excited for the rest of this EP. And again, May 19th, the Firebird. Right. Come get your copy. And is that? And I'm guessing everywhere online right after that, or?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll be, it should be everywhere that date,
okay.
Starting that day, so,
So if you can't make the party, at least you can still go online and
yes.
buy your copy if you want.
And you can go to hellapointmetal.com and buy your bundles with the t-shirts and the CD, or just the CD itself, and you can hit up the store and pretty much find anything that we sell at the show online.
Yeah, so you guys are doing pre-orders right now.
So, we're actually giving away basically the EP. I mean, it's the with the bundle. It's you can buy a shirt for $10, or you can go and buy a shirt for $10 and buy the CD with it. Yeah. It's only $10. So
very cool.
Jump on it.
I was with this also. You guys are looking to hit the road. Do a little touring.
Yes.
With our local buddies in a final drive, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So this be the first taste of the road life, right?
Yeah, somewhat.
We've hit Chicago and KC and
Tennessee,
Memphis, Nashville area, and this will be the first time where we're doing out of town dates back to back. So it's a nice little run. Feet wet.
We finally got a van too. So for those first couple rounds, we were all cramming into it.
Oh my god!
It's like sardines in there.
The worst. Going to Kansas City. Like it's like we're going. It's a 4-hour trip. Like, and we're fitting five dudes
in an extended cab.
Yeah, you get out, you're trying to pry your knees.
My knees are killing me after. But
yeah, so we finally got a van now. So that's a convenience, I guess.
Yes.
But yeah, we got a little bit more room. It's 15 passengers, so it's like everybody kind of has their own bench.
Yes.
So, but yeah, it'll be fun. We're, like, what is it, 5 or 6 dates? And kick it off here, and then Kansas City, and then...
some Arkansas dates, in Texas dates.
Yeah, we'll be down in Texas.
Oklahoma. Mm-hmm.
Super stoked.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's really cool, too, that you guys are doing it with Final Drive, because that's, like, kind of their thing, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, those guys are road warriors.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
major props.
They hit it hard, man. And especially kind of going with them, they can kind of show us the ropes for the first time being out there.
Yeah.
That or they're going to haze us, one of the two.
But yeah, I thought it's exciting to kind of get out there and you know, spread this around, and with new material and everything, and kind of help build this fan base up. So
that's the goal, exciting. Man.
Yeah,
man. Well, and again, I think with all that too, I think was really we were kind of talking off mic also earlier about this. You guys were just in that Metallica contest.
Yeah,
which I think is there's a lot of these contests kind of happening, and I think win or lose, it's still excellent opportunity to get mass exposure
for anybody
that doesn't know anybody, like they can go on there and they can like, you know, first time they hear your band or whatever and stuff. So
definitely,
it was it was a lot of fun. Like you said, awesome opportunity. It was kind of stressful through it. Sitting there and like, hey, can you vote? And like, you feel like you're annoying people. It gets to a point where it's like, okay, I don't want to be annoying people to vote. It was totally awesome and having all the other bands and everything. The problem is sometimes it pits people against each other, which kind of.
Sure.
It's disappointing because you don't want that. You want more of a camaraderie, and like we're all trying to promote our own music and all the bands. We're all, you know, it shouldn't be pitting each other against each other. But unfortunately, with some people I know, it does that. And,
yeah, it can get like that.
Yeah,
People are competitive.
Yeah.
Well, I was just in that the Road to Point Fest down there at Pops over the weekend, and like, you know, there's 10 bands and everybody's. You know, battling it out for 2 spots.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, to open up the Point Fest. I mean, everybody's going to play it. So, I mean, we all won in that sense. But you know, that's the thing. Like, there was a lot of guys who were all kind of echoing that thing. We don't want to call this a battle. We don't want to call this whatever. We're calling it Party for Point Fest. And, you know, it's like, let's just have a good time. And,
yeah.
So, your fans can be our fans and everything else.
Right.
So, you don't have to.
And, I think Norman from. Compelled to Destroy. He talks a lot about the separation, or unity, not separation. And I think that's such a great mantra, and like carrying that and kind of taking that. It's because I think we need more of that, because there's too much, like, you got like an ego about it.
You know, so. It's, I mean, like, it gets competitive. It's not, I don't think it's necessarily, I don't know if it's intentional, more if it can be natural at times, you know, because when human beings are going after something, or they want something, you know, you can get, I don't know, primal. You don't want, you don't want anybody to take what you want, and vice versa, you know, so you can get competitive, but you got to try to, you know, help the other guys, have the other guys help you, you know, be good about, because it's 2017, it's music, like, we can listen to whatever we want, whenever we want, you
for
know?
Free,
you know, I don't have to listen to just Hollow Point, I don't have to listen to just Compelled to Destroy, or whomever, you know, you can, you can listen to Hollow Point, next track,
you just
have
to listen to Hollow Point,
anybody can be anybody's favorite,
but, I mean, on that note, like, seriously, the support from everybody around St. Louis and our fan base and family and friends and everything, like people were coming out of the woodwork helping support and promote and everything for us on this, and it was just like, wow, we didn't, it was really humbling to realize that we had that kind of support behind us and like pumped up for us, so
that was very cool. The contest was like the greatest blessing, along with, like, alongside the greatest curse of having to just, not necessarily, we had to switch gears from what we were originally doing because of the contest, to try to promote the contest, you know, and like you said, like, annoy people,
and we didn't want to get to that point where it was like annoying,
it was too
but no, it's like, thank you
for
everything with that. So
I think I mean, I know I was excited about it. I voted for you guys. Yeah. Like, I was just, you know, it's just genuinely an incredible thing, you know, where you can, like, I might be able to potentially help my friends play Bush Stadium.
Thank you very much for that. Everything was helping, man. Like, it was fun. It was a fun ride.
It was. It was very cool. Yeah. I mean, Metallica gave us a shout out. I can die happy now. It's so
tagged
cool.
Our band having them tag our band page, for me personally, it was like, holy crap. Because, like, James Hetfield is the reason I started playing guitar and I wanted to be in a band. Yeah. So it's like my number one idol of all time.
Right.
Even if it was his management.
Yeah, yeah. It's still
on the radar. Right. It's there.
I had a kind of a similar thing one time a while back. I was I shot this video of my phone of Aaron Lewis doing Bob Seger's Turn the Page. That's the cover. I was thinking of what the cover he does, but so I shot the video and I put it up on YouTube, and then, like, one day I'm, like, scrolling through Facebook, and I saw Bob Seger's Facebook page share this video, and I'm like, man, I look at it again, I'm like, hey, that's my video, and I was like, how crazy is that? Like, that's, like,
that's crazy.
I sort of have this, you know, indirect connection to Bob Seger.
That's awesome. Like, we always get super stoked when things like that has. It's awesome. Incredible. It's like, hey, maybe we are doing something.
That's super cool.
I mean, I listen to a lot of these podcasts, and I love Metallica myself too, and I listened, they did a podcast recently with Nerdist, and with Chris Hardwick and stuff.
I missed that.
Yeah, to check it out. It was a good one. I think it was James and Kirk on that one, and just the two of them hanging out and talking about new music and things, and but anyway, it just got me excited. I'm like, man, if Metallica is doing podcast, I mean, like, it gives me, you know, just that little bit of hope that maybe they'll possibly do my show or something. You know, so
punching away at it. You never know. It's all connections networking, and you never know when something's gonna fall just in place. As long as you're always, like, prepared and always working and always like something's
consistent.
Consistent. Something's bound to strike or land
for sure.
But they just seem like some of the cool, I mean, like, for guys that have been at it for so long, and then, you know, been, you know, the highs and lows and everything they've had and stuff, but, like, but they seem like some of the coolest guys. I mean, yeah, still right.
Top of the food chain. Like, you don't get much bigger than Metallica.
They are hands down the biggest heavy metal band in the world. So it's like,
I mean, how does a band? Yeah, the highs and lows. What you said, like now they come out with their latest album. What? How old are they now? Are they in their fifties? And the album's good. It's real good.
They're still relevant.
And they're doing a giant, some sold out dates. Is it the whole tour sold out, or
I'm not sure. A lot of them are sold out.
Yeah. I don't know about the whole
idea. That's just crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
So, 40,000 people in a baseball stadium. That's or whatever.
Right,
Gillette Stadium and Soldier Field. Chicago, man, that's insane.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's cool, man. But yeah, I thought of you guys because I was listening to Octane on Sirius Satellite the other day or this weekend, and they got on there and they were talking about this contest and how the idea was for local bands, you know, and then like they were like, yeah, and local H won, who hasn't been a local band in 20 years. And I was like, oh man, you know, I was like, I love local H and everything, but it was, I just kind of like the, I don't know how that all happened, but it was kind of a bummer it went down that way that it did, but
It was
Pretty upset about it.
It was definitely kind of disappointing because it's like you don't have a shot in the dark when you're competing with a national act, and but at the same time, just to be like considered in that
realm,
it was exciting in and of itself. But yeah,
they're deserving of it too. I mean, they're seasoned and experienced. They're able to handle crowds like that.
I mean, it comes down to a couple of things too. Like, do they want to risk putting a band out there that they really don't know anything about to open up their show? You know?
Right. So, yeah. For sure. For sure.
Bon Jovi did it though. I mean, like, my friends opened up.
Shout out to Killian. Killian's a good buddy.
Yeah, they got to get up there and rock in front of whatever 30,000 people.
That was sick.
So I mean, I don't know. It is really cool as a fan and as a to see more and more of these opportunities coming about where bands on that level are giving locals an opportunity, you know, give everybody a hand up because somebody gave them gave them a shot, and so
it helps both ends too, which is nice. Yeah. Like you're giving somebody a shot, which gives some publicity towards the main band. Like people try to see that as like a negative thing. Like I've seen a lot of comments of people like, oh, Metallica's doing a contest basically to market themselves, get them, like
but Metallica doesn't like, need them need to market. That. They're the biggest band.
But
it's
a simple marketing trick for them that only does good on both ends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
no,
it gives Metallica press.
Negative repercussions. And
no negative repercussions. Simple way to give Metallica press, which of course, even though the giant that they are, they still need press.
Yeah,
and then it helps out a potential local act to open for them.
Right.
You know? It's I see people that just get angry about it.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Would have been nice, but it was, like we said, it was super fun.
So either way, we were. To be on that list,
right?
It's just awesome.
Yeah,
you know? It was a pretty elite list. You know, it wasn't like some of these are where everybody gets to submit. There's like hundreds of bands or whatever, but there wasn't a very long list, and you guys are right there in the running. And so, I mean, it's gotta be gotta feel good to just
for
be
sure.
in consideration of that.
Definitely.
And so,
for sure,
and forever linked to Metallica now.
I can quit now.
Man. Well, very cool. Well, again, we're gonna drop in some tunes, the single, and then get you a little taste of what's to come from this new EP. And again, come party with us on May 19th at the Firebird with our friends in Final Drive and Outcome of Betrayal. Compelled to Destroy and Reclamation.
Yep.
Yes.
You guys selling tickets, or are we just on Firebird site? And
we have tickets available.
Yes,
and,
we do.
$8 in advance.
$8
at the door.
Yeah. Hit us up. We'll come deliver them to you.
But get your tickets. Again, check out hollowpointmetal.com and get your pre-order if you are interested in that. Grab a shirt and all this stuff. And
shirt EP, $10.
Yeah.
Come on, folks.
That's a deal. But thank you guys for taking some time out to hang again. It's been a lot of fun catching up.
And, sure, man.
Thank you for coming down and taking time out of your day. It's always a good time.
For sure. And tell your friends Hollow Point's coming for them. They, we're hitting the road, so keep an eye out for Hollow Point coming to a town near you this summer.
For sure.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank
thanks,
you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.